So here's the question to ask yourself. Do you feel good after investing some time, effort, and chemistry in it, or do you feel lacking?
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Hello. That's important, and I'll tell you why.
Right.
Okay. So if it gives you a great deal of pleasure, instead of making you feel like you don't have, then it's a very good thing to invest regular time. Whether it's, thank you, that's so beautiful. Whether it's a guy, girl, vacation, gift, outfit, house, boat. Mm-hmm. If you feel good in the imagining, you want to do that regularly.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But if you do it and then you're like, oh, I win, it's never going to happen, or it's not real, or it's never going to work out for me, or I can't have that, then no, then tap.
Right.
Right? Anything you can do to feel good is what you want to do. It's not what you do, it's the frequency you're in when you do it. So let me give you the other extreme of that. So sometimes people need allopathic meds for whatever. And I'm like, and then they're upset because they have to take prescription drugs. And I'm like, whoa, 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 don't put it in your mouth till we tap on how awesome it is that we have pills. Mm. Right? There's the conflict. Mm. So if you're going to watch TV and feel guilty about it, that's bad. If you're going to watch TV and love the experience and appreciate the TV and all that the people did. I remember the first time I got hooked on this series, it was, oh my gosh, it was so campy and it was so fabulous. True Blood. Oh my gosh. They had shapeshifters, witches, warlocks, werewolves. They had everything. And it was very campy. It was hysterical. I was hooked. And then I realized I had watched 40 hours of this show over a period of time. And my friend completely flipped the paradigm. I was like, I think I'd feel guilty. Why would I spend so much time in this? And she goes, what? She goes, are you not loving the abundance that somebody would invest in all the shows, the props, the scenery, the music, the storyline, so that you could sit at home and enjoy it? I'm like, hot dang.
Because you did love it.
I had so much fun watching it. So much fun. All right? But I needed my friend to help me so I wouldn't make myself guilty over it, which was just a stinky old habit.
Right. So you had fun while you're doing it, but you felt bad afterward.
Because it's an old habit of going to guilt. Yep.
The habit of going to guilt.
Right? All right. So can everybody think of one habit where you could enjoy it, but you don't because you make yourself wrong? Everybody come up with one of those? Yeah, just one. Something you eat. You know, food does not have a higher vibration than your consciousness. If you love what you're eating, it won't make you fat. But if you feel bad about what you're eating, or if you have a story that it's bad for you, guess what? You will manifest what you believe.
It's one of the hardest ones I have to accept.
Me too. I'm still working on it. 6 years.
I don't doubt you, but it just, for some reason, it's just the, you know, the physical processes of it, you know, the calories and the fat and the carbs.
And yet, there is not one diet that makes everybody lose weight.
No.
So it's a really weird thing, right? There's not one diet that works for everybody.
The refrigerator said the fat is the Lord's. Mm-hmm. And there's a scripture that says that.
Really?
The fat is the Lord's?
The fat is the Lord's. Like the fat of the lamb or the calf, whatever the sacrifice was. And I can't remember what the scripture was, but it was on a magnet and they used to put it on TV, on the television, on the refrigerator.
Huh. Well, now I'm curious about what the scripture, what it means exactly. All right, so can everybody think of one thing they would prefer to have zero stinky energy, judgment, regret, or guilt over?